This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update.
Costs for daycare are skyrocketing across the country, especially in Milwaukee. A new study from LendingTree finds that childcare in 85% of American cities costs more than rent. Milwaukee, Omaha, Nebraska, and Buffalo, New York have the highest cost of childcare compared to rent. The study finds daycare prices have gone up about 30% since 2020. Experts say there's a shortage of early education workers, and a lot of parents don't live near family who can help them with childcare. A Milwaukee Common Council member is weighing in on budget amendments that were vetoed by Mayor Cavalier Johnson. One of the rejected items would give extra money to Milwaukee Fire Department to replace its aging fleet. Alderman Peter Bregalis.
The Fire Department budget amendment is the largest budget amendment in Common Council history for $8 million. And still, that is only two-fifths of 1% of the $2 billion budget that the city has each year.
The budget now goes back to the Common Council, which could vote on Tuesday to override or sustain the vetoes. A teenager faces charges for the shooting death of 18-year-old Neymar Hicks near Asada High School. 17-year-old Jaquan Robinson is in custody on one charge of first-degree reckless homicide. Investigators say footage shows Robinson in a struggle with Hicks and another suspect at a bus stop. Robinson denies having a gun and blames the shooting on the other suspect seen on video, despite Robinson's clothes matching the person seen struggling with Hicks. Robinson's first court appearance has been scheduled for today.
This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
I think I broke something. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Yeah, it looks like I did. It's on me. It's Thursday, and you know what that means, right? It is Black Book Thursday. So we've got a great guest up. I'm not going to tell you who it is. It's going to be a surprise guest. And let's just say I think you will be pleased. Remember, you can stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a minute of a live show. So I've been kicking something around. I have been kicking something around that has been bothering me. And so one of the things I want to talk about with our Black Book Thursday is there's a missing ingredient in many people's lives. Like, there's something that's missing. When we talk about how we live our lives and how we interact with other people and how we talk about life, talk about our goals and objectives and things we want out of life, not necessarily things we need, but things we want, there's one thing that we miss that gets in the way every single time that causes us to not be able to get through and do the things we want to do. Everybody's always told set goals, you need strategy, you need all these things in your life. But then there's one thing that we always overlook. And when we fail, we never take into account that one thing that's glaring, that permeates your life, your friends, your relationships, your career, family, everything, and we overlook it. And I think what we should do is understand the impact that it has on everyone's life. When we look at the separations we have, everybody's stuck on social justice when we all know no one's going to give you social justice. You're not going to get it. You're not going to receive it, no matter how much you fight. We've been fighting for it for 450, 475 years, or whatever the number is. It hasn't happened. So unless you make it yourself, unless you create it yourself, no one is going to give you anything. That means you have to work in a space that you're familiar with. But then we go off and we go to work, we get a job, we go to school, we do all those things, and we struggle as Black people. We struggle, and we wonder what it is. Well, white people struggle too. If you pull a white person out and put them in an HBCU, they're going to struggle. They're going to have issues because they themselves are not applying that missing ingredient in everybody's life that goes unnoticed. And the reason it goes unnoticed is because it has inculcated itself into your life to the point where you live it and you breathe it every single day and you don't really think about it. But then when it comes to something strategic, we want to sit down, we want to plan it out, we want to make an outline, A, B, C, D, right? You know, you were taught, you know, you got to have at least four things. Four topics if you want to do it. If you want to do something, do it either two things or do four things. You want it balanced. If you have two things, that's fine. But if you have three, make it four. Like, that's the kind of stuff I learned in college so that you can flesh out an idea. And if you start having trouble fleshing out the idea strategically, then it won't work. But I beg to differ. I think that there are some things that you're not doing and you're not realizing. We have a guest coming up today. It's Black Book Thursday, and we have a guest coming up, and it's a very special guest, and it's someone you already know. But this guest is going to talk about those missing ingredients in many people's lives, those missing things, those things that go unnoticed that you should be noticing, and you might just realize that the one missing thing is the magic elixir that's going to get you everything you want in life. If you would just acknowledge it. America is not doing that right now. We're not acknowledging this thing. We're trying to make it the same thing for everybody. And no one will listen when we as Black people tell them it's not us. It's not that we don't want to. It's not that we don't care about it. It's not us. It's not something we've been taught since childhood. It's not something that we were told since childhood. Nobody directed us in high school, college, middle school, elementary. We weren't told about any of that. And then when we push up against somebody or somebody pushes up against us, or when there's friction or a problem or an issue, we look at all the other things. We look at race. We look at gender. We look at intellect. We look at knowledge. We look at all those things that what we'll find today really don't matter. And so while we go through this political nonsense, right, on both the Democrat and Republican side, so Republicans will scream, oh, my God, you can't say that we're right. And Democrats will scream, you can't say that we're right. Everybody's into this thing because we have a president that black people don't like, many black people don't like. And so they're spending all their time fighting against something that's going to be gone in about 2.5 years. Or you could be building up your life and dealing with those things and tearing down those walls that are stopping you from being the best you. And so now here we are in 2025 at 10 minutes after the hour, and everybody is looking at everybody else and they're thinking, the problem is I'm not going along with the program. And that's not the problem at all, because the other person's thinking the same thing. You're not going along with the program. Well, today we're going to talk about that missing ingredient that's in every single person's life that is completely and totally unnoticed. And when I mean unnoticed, I mean that you know it's there and you acknowledge it, but you don't understand the impact that it has on your life. And if you don't understand the impact that it has on your life, you won't understand why you think the way you think, act the way you think, talk the way you think, dress the way you think, walk the way you think, dance the way you think, sing the way you think. It's the missing ingredient in everybody's life that goes completely unnoticed. But you know what wins every time? That one missing ingredient. Culture.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. We got a few glitches going on, but we are correcting it, and we got a guest coming in that's going to surprise y'all. I'm just saying. It's going to surprise y'all. So I think, we just go, is she ready? Is she there? Okay. I see her, though. And if you're on YouTube, you see who it is, but we're not going to tell y'all who it is. So y'all going to have to wait. Ha ha. You know, it's rare that I have this much control at any one time. So I'm going to take advantage of it because, you know, I get to do that. 833-212-1017 is the number. Ooh, look at everybody's at the top. Willie, you were first in the talk in the YouTube chat. Kwanda, are you slipping? Wow. Good evening. Willie and Kwanda, and not really a city girl. Where you been? I haven't seen you in the YouTube chat. Like, what's going on? Y'all don't love me no more? LT is here. You wasn't tardy, LT. You wasn't tardy. Melody is here. Everybody. Melody say, it sounds chaotic. It's not chaotic. It's live radio. Don't you love live radio? I love live radio. Okay, time out. How y'all gonna come on my show and see DT on the screen on YouTube and start talking about, oh, look, it's the lovely. Like, what is that? I'm not lovely. I'm not handsome. They like, nah, dude, you're not. And what is that about? Every time she show up, everybody be like, so we're gonna be talking in all seriousness. We're gonna be talking to somebody said, don't hate. Be quiet. She's prettier than me anyway. We're gonna be talking about a book today. And I'm going to put it in the talking text line. So all you'll have to do is text a word, and it'll give you the title of the book. And then you can go to Amazon and check it out. We're going to be talking about a book called The One, The Only One in the Room. And so many times we don't really understand what that means. But many times we are the only one in the room, be it male, be it female, be it black. But sometimes when you're a woman, it's like being not seen twice. And so we have on our show today the ubiquitous, the unanimous.
Oh, goodness. Here we go.
I can't call you. I was going to come up with a big word, sesquicentennial, but I don't even know what that means. That's a number.
Look, I don't either.
Glenn even got like, what did you just say? That don't make no sense. We have Ms. Denise M. Thomas, the effective communication coach.
Hello. Here,
with her brand new book for Hello. Black Book Thursday. What's going on?
How are you? Can you hear me, Dr. King?
I can hear you just fine.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, wonderful. Hello, Truth Nation. I'm looking at these comments on the YouTube message board. Hi, RN Kawanda.
See?
It's been a long time. Hey, everybody. So glad to see y'all.
It's like I'm not even here.
And Dr. Ken. Well, Dr. Ken, thank you. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on your incredible platform to talk about my newly released inaugural book, The Only One in the Room. So thank you.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I got two copies. I kept one, and then I gave one away.
Thank you.
Yep, sure did.
Have you started reading the book yet?
Yes, I have. And I got some questions for you, of course, because you know I'm gonna dive into it. But before we do that, can you just tell people who you are? We know you from being on 101.7 The Truth, our sister station, 620 WTMJ. You got a show Sunday nights, Truth Unfiltered with me. But do people really know you? Tell your story.
I appreciate you asking that question because oftentimes we as humans, we want to, and not with negative intent, but we like to put people in a certain box. And so I'm so glad you asked that question because as much as I love talk radio, and I truly do, that is one part of my services and who I am and what I do. So my company, The Effective Communication Coach, is a consultancy that's based, it's still registered in the state of Wisconsin. And what we ultimately do is transform whether you're an entry-level professional, whether you're highly tenured, into extraordinary leaders by mastering the art of effective communication. And I do that, again, in a number of ways, whether it's one-on-one coaching, whether it's keynote speaking, group coaching, I do voiceovers, anything ultimately to do with public speaking, I do. And I've been fortunate to be able to promote my brand in each of those capacities all across the world. But let me just say this, Dr. Ken, no matter what God has in store for me, no matter the journey that I will continue to embark upon, Milwaukee will always be home. I will forever be indebted to Milwaukee because that is exactly the city of where the effective communication coach started. So I appreciate everyone, including your valued listeners who have supported me, whether it's just saying what you're saying on the YouTube message board, connecting with me on social media. I will always be DT. I will always be DT, and I will always be forever indebted to Milwaukee. So thank you.
That's until she gets a doctorate, and then she'll be Dr. DT.
But I'll still be Team Milwaukee. You can't say that bad about Milwaukee to me, man.
That's right. It made both of us, we are both transplants, but it's made both of us really the people we are today.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, and so the fact that you, Dr. Ken, too, you have an amazing platform. I told you, like, I'll be certain rooms and I'll say, yeah, you know, I'm a co-host or a guest host for The Truth. I love Dr. Ken. Oh, my goodness. I listen to his top five. So for you to share this platform as part of promoting my book, you got a lot of people that love and admire what you do. And I appreciate this opportunity.
Denise,
I really do. So Denise, thank you.
Called me and told me, if you don't have me on your show, the world going in. I said, yes, ma'am. What are you doing Thursday, November 20th? She said, I'm a bit. Because if you're going to lie, lie big, right?
Why are you telling our business?
I'm just saying.
Why are you telling our business?
I'm just saying how you be.
Nah.
I'm just saying. And no, in all seriousness, I found your book fascinating. Again, the book is the only one in the room with a foreword by one of my favorite people, Stephen Covey. It wasn't what I expected because I know you, right? And so you touched on some things in your book that triggered me in a way that made me realize that there are some things in your life that you went through that you really didn't share, but you kind of put them in your book. And I wanna dive in and look at some of those things because usually people will ease you into a book and, you know, your part one just kind of hit the ball and I was like, okay. And you talk about culture. Ironically, I was literally talking about culture yesterday and how it overrides everything that you do. But I found it interesting because you put culture ahead of strategy. And so
absolutely.
And so my question to you is, why is that?
Because culture kills strategy or makes it. You cannot have a strategic plan. So, for example, let's say, Dr. Ken, you and I are on the same team. I mean, we are, but I'm saying let's say you and I play for a professional sports team. And you're a forward, and I'm a shooter. And our coach is giving us all of these strategic insights on how we can ultimately win the game. That's great. But what often happens is that if we don't have a culture of connection and everybody truly on the team wants to win based on our positions on the team, if there's not a culture of, listen, there's no first, there's no someone who's better than the other, and we all want to win the game, then it makes no difference. That's why I led with culture, because for many of us, and it's not even just at work. We are in relationships, whether it's romantic, platonic, family, whatever the case is in terms of relationships, a lot of us are struggling. And we wonder why we're struggling is because we're so focused on checking boxes like, okay, I brought my man dinner tonight, or I cooked my man dinner, or I brought my wife flowers. I got up in the morning and I'll make sure her car was warm before she went to work. That's strategy. That's like, I'm doing this because I want to make sure that this house is functioning. But if the culture is where you're not saying, in addition to doing the things like, I love you, or you matter to me, or this is why I'm doing this, and I want to make sure that you feel valued and you feel that you belong in this relationship. That's where we oftentimes experience disconnect because we're so focused on the what that we're not really, really truly in just involving ourselves in the how.
Why do you keep leaving me speechless?
This is all from experience.
And so that's what I was going to kind of touch on before I go to break. It seems like some of your chapters here are really intimate for you, especially the culture piece, because it sounds like you did a lot of busy work, but didn't get a lot out of it. And I know you've talked about some of the places you've worked at here in Milwaukee and where you left, for lack of a better term, you left wanting. Like you didn't get anything out of it. And so how can understanding culture change that?
You know, let me answer it this way, because I know we got to go to break. You know, we all have lived experiences of where we felt like we were the only one. And I really want, and I hope that the readers of this book will understand that that is not something that you should allow to prevent you from winning. And what I've been able to do, to your point, Dr. Ken, over the course of the past, I would say, truthfully, 5 years, is turn that into a source of strength, competence, and really my superpower. So this book is not just a leadership focused book that focuses on strategy and culture. It's really designed to reset your mindset, because I want each reader to understand that you belong in every room that you walk into. And even if you're the first or the only or the different one, like, understand that you got to move from trying to survive in that room to owning the room. And that's where you stand out. So when we come back, I'll definitely go more into that. But it's really about navigating those realities of being the only one, or as society tries to say, minority, with purpose and emotional intelligence.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. We have Denise Thomas, author of The Only One in the Room, here for Black Book Thursday. She is the host of Truth Unfiltered, that airs on 101.7 The Truth Monday nights from 6 to 8, and Sunday night from 7 to 9 on our sister station, 620 WTMJ.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Though you may not drive. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, when it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella this month. You can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month, 0% interest for up to 6 years. That's like a drive you can sustain for years. Keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Our guest on Black Book Thursday is the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, in her new book, The Only One in the Room. Now, you sure you don't remember you was just a baby and your mama threw you in a room and closed the door, and you just remember you was the only one?
Oh, my goodness. Really, Dr. Ken?
Get in there, girl.
Really?
Yeah. You in Evansville. Sit down.
That's real, though. That's real. And you know what? That's the whole thing, is that I really want readers to feel seen and validated. And, you know, I've actually received people that have reached out and said, man, this book, you get it, Dee. I'm finally understood. And so we're going to get into the code switching, the imposter syndrome, the exclusion, and turn that into a path towards reclaiming competence, visibility, and most importantly, your voice, because it matters and it deserves to be heard.
And really what it comes down to is having the tools that will allow you to actually do it. Because we, you know, all those things you said are great, but how do you feel about the fact that fear stops us from being great?
That's valid. And that's exactly one of the core reasons of why this book matters now. Because we're living in a time, Dr. Ken. And at first, I was going to say we're living in a moment, but for many of us, we're tired of being tired. It's like, okay, when does this stop? Especially in 2025, where we have, I think now more than we've ever before really experienced where representation is still not equal.
Yep.
And this especially is for Black folks, brown folks, women, and our younger generation of leaders. So, you know, a lot of us can relate to where we're navigating through those spaces where we're carrying the weight. I mean, it's a weight of either being the first, being the only, or being the different one. And so this book is going to give you the tools, the language, and further develop your competence to navigate through those realities, not only from a purpose standpoint, but also with that emotional intelligence. And so I want to make sure that everybody has tools within this book so that not only can they continue to elevate, but they're not losing themselves in the process.
So
like,
now
you don't have to not be you.
So now, well, exactly. So I don't have to not be me, but then I go into a business, and in that business, I have to blend in. You know, you talk about, do you fit in or do you belong? Well, that's a whole, that's a book by itself. But when you go in, you have to recognize before you go or while you're there, the culture. And sometimes, many times, the cultures are misaligned. How do you figure that out? And what's the outcome when you're stuck somewhere and you realize that the culture doesn't fit you?
Oh, that's such a great question, Dr. Ken. I'm so glad you asked that question, because a lot of us as professionals, again, whether we're beginning our careers or we're navigating the underrepresentation, you know, we can't necessarily walk in the door and just change culture. However, we can have those conversations through relationship building and through being relatable. Here's the thing, Dr. Ken. I think especially as Black folks working in predominantly white environments, we will already tell ourselves, man, I got to fit in, or man, do I really belong here? That's where that conditioning of you're Black, keep your head down, you know, don't talk too much, don't be disruptive. However, the more and more that I partner as a leadership coach for major corporations, they don't know what they don't know.
Right.
And so they're looking, as far as a cultural alignment, they're looking for folks like us that have traditionally been the minority in terms of population and impact, to educate them on what does trust and accountability look like from our lens? What does psychological safety in the workplace look from our end? Because these are all key elements of culture. What is a foundation of open communication look like from your lens? Because see, DE&I, and you and I both agree on this, Dr. Ken, it was never designed for us as Black folks.
Correct.
And, you know, as much as I appreciated the initiative towards making everyone feel a sense of belonging and inclusivity, you got to know that when you go into that door, it's not about being disruptive or being controversial or being political. It's about being yourself and creating that type of common language that, again, goes along with the culture. I'll give you a really quick real world example, and I talk about this in the book. When I worked for a certain employer who actually is headquartered in Milwaukee, I remember my leader at the time had instructed me to basically train, I'm trying not to give the company name away without giving it away, to basically go in and train individuals. And this was during a really significant change process. A lot of folks weren't happy about the change. And I'm simply thinking, okay, this is going to be a room of primarily white men who work all day and go home, sit in their chair and drink beer, and probably don't have a lot of like outside relationships with Black women.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, so I'm going to have to just meet them where they are. And my leader, who happens to be a white man, a straight white man, he said, Denise, and again, I talk about this in the book. He's like, be Denise. Like, they need to experience your authentic self. And so for anyone who's listening that is contemplating, like, if you ever question your value in a room or whether or not you belong to be in that room,
right,
you would be surprised that not only do you belong to be in that room, but being yourself is exactly what's going to help elevate a culture of inclusion, belonging, and just making sure that we get the job done, that we're productive. So don't underestimate who you are. Like, stay rooted in who you are, no matter the pressure or the politics. Please, and we talk about this in the book, or I talk about this in the book. When I say we, because, you know, we'll get into that later, Dr. Ken, but obviously I had a team of people that helped me. But yeah, like, be rooted, stay rooted in who you are, no matter what. Trust me, it's your power more than you give yourself credit. It is a power.
Any questions for Denise Thomas? 833-212-1017 is the number. If you're interested in getting the book, the only one in the room, all you have to do is text Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, to 833-212-1017. It'll send you back a link, and all you got to do is order the book. Our guest is Denise Thomas, the only one in the room. When we come back, the question I have for you, Denise, is now that we know what we have to do, the energy we have to spend, the energy we have to use is then social capital. How do we become what you talk about in the book, in your chapter 7? You talk about being a social capitalist. How do I become that? Because, you know, I'm not that people person, you know. I'm not that we got to be in a group and collaborate and teamwork and all that stuff. What if I'm not that person? So when we come back, I want to, I'm just saying, see how she be laughing at me? Y'all see how she treat me? I'm just saying. So when we come back, we're going to dive. If you have any questions, 833-212-1017. Talking text line, you can give us a call or you can hit us on the YouTube chat. She's in the YouTube chat, so don't forget. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. The only one in the room. Well, I'm not by myself this afternoon. I got Denise Thomas here with me. If you want her new book for Black Book Thursday, all you have to do is text Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, to 833-212-1017. It'll take you to the YouTube page, and all you got to do is go for it. Kwanda said, I just ordered mine arriving Tuesday. This will be a great Thanksgiving read.
Yay! Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Please let me know how you enjoy the read or whether you enjoy it or not. I'm confident you will, but thank you, thank you, thank you.
And one of the things you need to do in order to move the book up the ladder on Amazon is to write a review. Say how you feel about the book, whether you like it, whether you don't like it, whether or not Denise is short, whether or not you like her blonde hair, all that. Talk about that.
Talk about all that. Quick, Dr. Ken.
Yes, ma'am.
More to come.
Yes, ma'am.
But just really quick, my team and I are currently working for a in-person book signing event in Milwaukee. We're going to kick it off in Milwaukee, the book tour for 2026 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm going to try to do it sometime when it's not as cold, so maybe like February or March, but please stay tuned. Because I would love all of your listeners and Truth Nation to attend. We're going to have some surprise guests as well, but coming soon, more to come.
I want you to consider something. I'm going to put you out on a limb. I want to introduce you.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
I want to introduce you.
Okay. Done.
All right.
Done. Let's do it.
All right. Y'all heard her, Truth Nation.
And look, we did... I was going to say, it's on the radio. It's on the air. So done deal.
Okay. Camille said, getting this book, only two black males shooting for promotion with me next month out of 30 other people and one black female. And so what do you do?
How
do
you? She's going to get it.
Of course. And
she's going to get it. Listen, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Dr. Kidd. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just thinking you, because I want to hurry up because I know we're getting close to time. You talk about social capital, but we need to understand, like, honestly, how do you go in where you're new and you start? How do you make friends? How do you expand your network and all of those things?
So let me just speak right now, because that's such an important question. A lot of people label introverts, so people who lead from behind, or are what I call processors. Let me just say this. You do not have to be the loudest person in the room to be a social capitalist. The only thing that you have to be is intentional. Okay, I want people to understand that. See, it's not the fact that you have to change who you are. You just got to be more intentional. So when you walk into that room for the interview, you got to go in that room knowing that you belong in that room. And this position, whether it's a promotion, whether it's, you know, a new role, it's already done. It's not about getting attention. It's about building meaningful, mutually beneficial relationships. See, that's what creates the opportunities and trust. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Ken, let me tell you why I even love you asking me that question more now than ever, because I promise I'm not making this up. I just called my son, your nephew, Darren, before I joined your show. And I said to Darren, you've got to be more intentional, because Darren's an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a great personality, but he is not like, I mean, you know that. You've experienced meeting with Darren. He is very introverted. And I tell him, listen, when you got to focus on these relationships. Because for introverts like your valued listener who's up for this promotion, I guarantee you she is somebody who listens deeply. She observes carefully, and she connects with people authentically. So that's a superpower. So I don't want her to feel like she got to go into the room being somebody that she's not. Be her. You do not have to be highly extroverted to be a social capitalist. And specifically for introverts, because I coach a lot of introverts, it's quality over quantity, sis. You've got way more qualities than a lot of people who are like me that typically are the loudest one in the room that use our loudness to get the attention. You got way more gifts than you give yourself credit for. You are somebody who focuses on depth over breadth. You're somebody who operates in purpose over performance. And that is what builds that genuine connection. And so again, for your listener who is going to walk into this room,
mm-hmm,
and up against, you know, other brothers, or, you know, being the only black female, you have an advantage. And I want you to amplify this when you're interviewing. You listen more than you talk. That's a quality. You notice details that others like me, who are too busy running their mouth, miss. You connect one-on-one instead of superficially. Those are superpowers when it comes to social capital building, as well as getting that job, getting that promotion. So please understand this. Whether you tell somebody, hey, thank you, I appreciate you, whether you share an article with a personal note, whether you invite somebody for a 15-minute virtual coffee, whether you follow up after meetings. I've been very intentional about that, Dr. Ken, that if there's a meeting that I have and I got what I want, I send immediately, whether it's the next 2 hours or definitely within the 24 hours, I send a gratitude text or a gratitude email or even a gratitude phone call. See, those are the kind of like small, like bite-sized exchanges that have major impact. So I hope she's still listening, but just Be who you are. You got a lot more power than you give yourself credit for.
All right, take 30 seconds. Why should I buy this book, The Only One in the Room?
Because I need the money. No, I'm just playing. No, this book is going to help you transform your lived experiences. And for many of us that are listening, we've lived a long time of being the only one. And this book is going to help you transform that into a roadmap for success. And I want you to read the book and gain language so that you can use that to further talk about how you're feeling and what you need and what you're facing. And this book is going to give you the tools to where any room that you enter, you're not going to just enter the room. You're not going to just be in the room. You're going to elevate the room. So please invest in this book as a strategic playbook and really, you know, lean in and let this book, whether you're a C-suite executive, whether you're a professional that's navigating underrepresentation or you're transitioning careers, let this book help you further build your confidence, your voice. And even like if you've got a student, high school or student who's in college or about to go to college, this book is for them too. It's for anyone, Dr. Ken, who has ever questioned their value in the room or their right to be there. This book is going to show you why you not only belong in the room, but how to elevate the room and elevate yourself.
Thank you so much. All right, I appreciate it. Denise M. Thomas, author of The Only One in
Love y'all.
The Room for Black Book Thursday, forward by Stephen Covey. And if you want the book, if you want to know where to find the book, all you got to do is text Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, to 833-212-1017. That's the number. You'll get a response with a link. You can order it. You can gift it. Christmas is coming up. More importantly, you can change your life. Thank you, Denise. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ken. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Truth Nation. I appreciate y'all, and I look forward to you getting a book. And please connect with me on social media and let me know how this book has been a value to you. Thank you again, Dr. Ken. Love y'all much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.